Hi, welcome to this audio recording on accessing your social panorama. So what we're going to be doing is merely observing the way that you have mapped out your social panorama right now. We're going to be accessing it, not making any changes to it. And so before we get started, I would like you to make sure that there's no distractions, that you've turned your phone off, so that you can be fully present with the process. And so you might want to choose a spot where you can either sit down in a comfortable chair or maybe lay down, whether that's on the floor or on a couch. And so as you find your comfortable spot and ease into it, we can begin. And what I'd like you to do, first of all, is to just close your eyes and take a deep breath. And as you release your breath, just notice that with each breath that you take, you're able to relax more and more. And so I'd like you to notice how you're sitting in your chair. And as you take a breath, just notice those parts of you, those muscles, where there's still a little bit of tension, that they just release that tension. Exactly. And so with your eyes closed, I'd like to invite you to look around and see where you're at. And just notice that you find yourself in a comfortable place, and that might be on the top of a mountain, might be at your home, or on the beach, in a meadow, might be somewhere that I haven't mentioned yet. And as you go there, as you find yourself there, I'd like you to just observe and look around for a moment. And maybe notice what you feel. And if there's any sound, what sounds are there? So as you're here in this comfortable place, I'd like you to become aware of members of your family. So we can start with your parents. And notice where they are at. Where you have you placed them in your social panorama? Where do they show up? That might be above you, in front of you, to the side of you, behind you. And how about any siblings? And your current partner? Any children that you have? Where do you place your kids? And how about your extended family? Your aunts and uncles? Brother-in-laws? Sister-in-laws? Where have you placed them? Nieces and nephews? Cousins? And we're just observing, just watching and listening and sensing where they are in our social panorama. And now think about the people that you work with. Maybe you have your own business and you work with clients. Or how about colleagues that you work with, bosses? Where have you placed authority? Where do you place people with no social power? And how about people in the future that you might work with or who might become friends? And speaking of friends, where are your closest friends and acquaintances? Friends from the past. And as you notice larger groups of people, people from your town and from your country, how about people from neighboring countries? And countries that are far away in different continents. Where have you put pets? Pets that you've had in the past. Pets that you have right now. And where do you place people that you really like? As you look around you, where have you placed people that you don't like? And just notice where you put people who are warm and friendly. And where you put cold and dangerous people. Where do you put people of a specific social status or economic status? People who are your role models. That you look up to. Where do you put criminals? Politicians. So as you look around you and notice and sense, I'd like you to take a look at who have you put on your left side and on your right side, or in the front or in the back. Is there any depth or height? Have you placed people higher up or lower down? Are they large or small? And how close are they to you? And who are close and who are really far away? And what difference does that make? Is everything in color or black and white? Is it in focus or is it really fuzzy? And maybe some parts are in focus, some parts are fuzzy. So as you notice these differences and these distinctions, is there a difference between people who you like and who you don't like? People who you trust and don't trust? People who feel close and people who you're not so close with? Is there a difference between future and past? So as you take all of this in, just witnessing and observing, and there might be sounds, there might be movement. Is there any movement? Are you moving? Are people around you moving? Or is everything standing still? So now that you have noticed and observed, knowing that you always can come back to this place, we're going to come back into our chair or the floor or to the ground and take a deep breath. And you might want to stretch yourself out and start blinking with your eyes, or just simply open your eyes so that you can come back to where you're at. And what you might like to do is to write down some of the insights that you've gained from accessing your social panorama. What really stood out for you? What surprised you? What didn't surprise you? What feelings came up for you? So you might want to write that down. If you would like to share in a private email, because I know that this can bring up emotions, and if you'd like to share, feel free to email me and just share your thoughts. And so what are some of the things that you would like to change in your social panorama so that it could serve you better, so that it can lift you up? What changes would you like to make? And so that's something that we're going to do in another audio recording, is changing your social panorama so that it serves you better. Okay, thank you for going on this journey with me. If there's anything that you're concerned about or that you would like to share, feel free to email me. That's what I'm here for. And you can access the next audio recording of Changing Your Social Panorama. All right, have a great day. Bye.